I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Badass Women's Hour with Harriet Minter, Natalie Campbell and Emma Sexton. On Talk Radio, she'll get you talking.
Welcome to the Badass Women's Hour Extra Bits. Three women, 5 minutes, all the opinions we can muster and a whole load of badass here on our podcast for you subscribers. So this is our little Extra Bits, which we do just for you. And this week we are talking about the film Wonder Woman. We're going to give you our reviews of it because we all went to see it last week. Emma, what did you think?
Okay, first quarter, literally blown away, like emotionally blown away. I don't think people really realise how powerful it is as a woman to see other women portrayed in that way, which was strong but still feminine. That's what I took away from those first 15 minutes. I'm trying to divide it in quarters. First quarter, blown away, epic. Second two quarters, still pretty good, but there were definitely some moments in there where I was like, does she have to run after the baby? Like, yeah, there were some moments I was like, she was such an incredible character, so intelligent, so beautiful in like a really natural, non-sexual way, and I wanted to see more of her, and I felt that there wasn't quite enough. But then the last quarter just totally like effed it up for me, because I was like, one, there was a close-up on her heeled wedged shoes. I was like, no. Wonder Woman is wearing Nikes, I'm pretty sure, for doing the stuff that she was doing.
I think we're all deducting half a star for the wedges. Yeah. I mean, really.
And then also just like her suddenly having this extra power because, you know, the man, she, oh no, I don't want to spoil the end of the film. But anyway, yeah. The last quarter, I was like, stop that. It was like they'd done a whole U-turn and go, whoa, hang on a minute. This film is getting way too feminist. Mm. So let's just go back to like some
real now. What do you think? 5 stars?
No. So I already said this on the show that my preference would have been that the film was set in modern day, in a modern day city, as opposed to being set during World War II. That's just a personal film preference. I like cities and guns and fast cars.
I know, but
yeah. So that the lack of that. But the first quarter, when they were on the island and it was just the women, loved it. The whole movie for me could have been just them on the island with the women just doing amazing things, and maybe a couple of men turned up and then they beat them up. The second quarter I really enjoyed when she makes it to London. I thought all of the, you know, the jokes about sort of being restricted, that was really funny. And then it went downhill. And what I started to note, and this is for some of you may or may not know, I think it's the Bechdel test where there's been
Bechdel.
Bechdel test.
Bechdel is the sauce, darling.
Bechdel. We like that too.
Bechdel sauce. Yeah, the Bechdel sauce test. Not that one. Where they assess the amount of time women speak to other women versus other men. So I was sort of mentally doing that in my head, and actually for the last few quarters of the film, there is more man time than woman time. And actually there are only 3 key women in the story after that first bit, and that's where my heart started to sink. And I was wondering, are they making us think this is a feminist movie, but actually they're selling us this concept of men still need to be the lead? And where she had prominent scenes to validate her role in that scene, they sort of switched to what the men were doing, and not just her love interest, but also just the other men that were accompanying her on the journey. I also didn't like how naive she came across, and I understand it's her first foray. She didn't realize she was a god. She's left this island. There's lots of things she didn't know. But I just kind of wanted to slap her. And we were in the cinema, and I was sort of crying out at some points, being like, "No, And I'm sure everyone wanted to slap me for my groans and my sounds. But I can only give it 3 stars, and I'm looking forward to Wonder Woman 2 when they move her to a city and she gets a gun
and a Ferrari.
Wonder Woman and Ferrari,
and she's more woke. So yeah, that was the thing that annoyed me. I was like, she is so naive, and I understand why, because she's coming from a different world. But I do think there is a trope for male writers to write beautiful, slightly naive women, and I find that very frustrating, because guys, we're on to you. We've got it. We know how the world works. So that I find really difficult. But I tell you what I didn't find difficult. So we had a bit of a debate about, she does some stuff in the film where she like sees a baby and she's like, oh my God, a baby. And she talks about the importance of love, and she talks about the importance of connection. And I'm okay with that, because I don't need my superheroes to be 110% strong. I know lots of really strong, go-getting, ass-kicking women who at the sight of a baby go a bit mushy. I am totally okay with that. I felt that actually kind of rounded her out as a human. What I would like to see is Batman doing the same. Yes. That would make me happy.
That's what we said. So we were messaging about this, and I was like, yeah. As long as in the next Batman movie or the next Superman movie, they do exactly the same thing, then I'm cool.
Yeah, so let's actually bring men's stories and personal opinions into superhero films. And also, you've got to remember that actually, whilst this was portrayed as the first feminist superhero film, it was still being written for a load of 14-year-old boys, because that's what the studio thought would go and see it. But we do know, our producer told us that he took his daughter to see it and she loved it. So if you have a daughter, take them to see it, and they will grow up with a completely different idea, I think, of what a superhero film is.
I think the other thing that we were discussing... now I'm going to forget my point. It was a really good point, and now I can't remember.
Someone not had any sleep for.
We've hit our 5 minutes mark. So we're going to give it probably about 4 stars in total if we average this out.
No, 3.5.
But I'm a 4.5, so we're averaging out at 4 stars.
Okay.
Yes.
Just because you like the baby thing.
We're averaging out at 4 stars. But you know what does deserve 5 stars? This podcast.
Yes.
So if you if you think we're Wonder Women, you should review and give us 5 stars, because we love that, and that makes us really, really happy, and then we won't have to lasso you with our lasso of truth. Also, tell your friends and come talk to us. You can find us on Twitter at @badasswomenzar, or you can come talk to us personally. You can find me at Harriet Minter, Nat
at Nat D. Campbell,
and Emma
at Emma Sexton.
And we'll be here next week with more little extra nuggets of goodness for you.
Badass Women's Hour with Harriet Minter, Natalie Campbell, and Emma Sexton on Talk Radio. She'll get you talking.